Good evening. So just to continue a little bit in Simen Kuf Chof Ches. So the kids write, this is at the end of Sif Vav. We were speaking about the practice of Slichos. So the kids write, Yesh Mekomos Shenoag Yen Shamispalo Slichos Mispalo Gam Shachris Umincho V'gam Marev Shalafarav. So some places have the custom that the person who davens Slichos also davens Shachris and Mincha of that day. So that already the Mishnah Berurah quotes because of the concept of Hamaschil B'mitzvah Omrim lo gimar, that if you begin a mitzvah, so we tell you finish it. So you began the mitzvah, you led the tzibar for slichos, we tell you to finish it ultimately by shachris and mincha. What's interesting is, the kitzur also says, v'gam ma'ariv shalafanav. So the kitzur also says that in fact you daven ma'ariv the night before as well, which is quite interesting. Because remember, again, that means you're daven, so the person who's going to daven slichos Monday morning would go ahead and daven ma'ariv already on Sunday night. So again, we understand the logic of it. The logic of it is that he'll daven all the tefillos of the day, and the first tefillah of the day is ma'ariv. But it's interesting because the concept of hamaschil b'gemitzvah would seem to be because you started with slichos, therefore finish everything else up. So the Mishnah Berurah actually doesn't quote ma'ariv. Doesn't go Marav, but the Kitzur says the Minhag is even Marav beforehand. He goes on, he says, V'hu kodem la'avel u'lamoel u'liyartzeit. Now, interestingly enough, so this is not just a nice thing. Literally, this individual who davens slichos is a chiyuv. A chiyuv to the point that ultimately, again, he trumps an avel, he trumps someone in mourning, he trumps moel, because again, a moel is also a chiyuv, according to some, and he trumps a yartzeit. Quite amazing. You know, again, whenever there are these concepts that ultimately say that he trumps someone, of course, the shliach tzibor, even if he led the slichos, always has the ability to forgive that right and allow someone else to daven. But technically speaking, the amud is his. Kitzur ends off by saying, Tov la'amud ba'amiras ha-slichos. One should preferably stand up when reciting slichos. U'misha kashalo, but someone who can't stand up for slichos, ya'amud l'chalapachos ba'amiras kel melech yoshev u'shlosh esrei midos. If you can't stand up for all of slichos, at least a person should go ahead and stand up for kel melech yoshev and yudgil midos. Yes, Daniel. So that's a very good question. So technically speaking, you could say slichos without a minyan, except you can say yud gimel midos. In order to say Hashem Hashem karachu mechanon, that which really is the essence of slichos, that requires a minyan. Rabbi Chananya ben Akash, Rosh Baruch Hu Zakos, Es Yisrael, Lefichach, Heba Lohem Tormit, So Shnei Amadinech, Vizman Tzidko, Yagdil Torah, Vyadir.